80s she goes. New music from Jack White and the Rat on Tour as well. It's not actually new. It's a few years old. From the Broken Boy Soldiers release. It was new music from Chris Hillman in, though, the two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee with a new solo album called Bide My Time. And Here She Comes Again, the track we took from it. Richard Thompson with a nice song, I Feel So Good. Paper Bird to the Light. And we started out with new music from Fish bassist Mike Gordon. And what's this, his third solo album, I think? It's called Ogogo, and Steps is the track we took from it. Well, thanks so much for tuning in to the Morning Line program. It's 8:25. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Scheifele. KMBA loves to keep you in tune with our community, and so we have a few things that we look at in our community calendars. If you want to have an item that wants to get on the community calendar, you can email us. feedback@kmba.org is the place to do that. First thing I like to look at here is the Alaska Native Heritage Center is presenting their fall festival this coming Saturday, the 28th. Have fun with unique trick-or-treating, native dance, and local music, costume contests, a haunted village site, and more. I heard that the illustrious storyteller John Active is going to be on deck to tell some spooky
Yupik stories. He can be a scary guy, huh? Yeah.
Well, some of those stories are like pretty, like the hairy man, then there's like the haunted Sonic. Yeah, so it's like going to be fun. More information is coming up, or that's coming up this Saturday. More information at alaskanative.net. East High School is in dire need of a new quality piano. They're launching a fundraising campaign with a Veterans Day concert on Saturday, November 11th at 7 p.m. in the East Auditorium.
Okay, thanks very much, Frank. Over the past several weeks, KNBA and Morning Line have been delighted to have the opportunity to spotlight several of the health and social services programs provided to our community by South Central Foundation. And we're going to continue along with that this morning. I'd like to welcome to the program Neil Chandler. Neil is the program manager for the Soldier's Heart Program. Welcome to Morning Line, first off. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Danny. Appreciate it.
A little bit of an overview, I guess, Neil, would be in order. The Soldier's Heart program, tell us about it a little bit.
Well, Danny, the Soldier's Heart program was developed by South Central Foundation. It's an innovative and comprehensive training program that's designed for veterans and first responders to deal with post-traumatic stress and any type of trauma they've experienced in your life. The goal of the program is to reduce the symptoms of PTSD among veterans and first responders, as well as their family members. We often forget that we have loved ones that have to help us and to help take care of us as we go through these issues with PTSD.
You know, we tend to think of post-traumatic stress disorder and have that natural association between PTSD and veterans of war, veterans of conflict, but it goes further than that, doesn't it?
Most definitely. First responders see trauma on a daily basis. You know, one of our participants told us that he meets people on their worst day of their lives every day, so that's pretty tough to deal with.
We have the natural picture again, and I don't want to belabor this point too much, but we have this natural picture of our soldiers and military people putting their lives on the line every day. But heck, these first responders do exactly the same thing, and often in circumstances that can be even more confusing or intense than sometimes even the military face.
Most definitely. Also, these the majority of first responders don't have the organized avenues like the veterans do. We have a VA department that we can go to. Like it or hate it, we have it available. But first responders nationwide doesn't have an avenue like that, and they are fortunate if they have something in their community that they can turn to for peer support or any type of help for those experiences.
Well, let's talk about PTSD in our community. Has obviously there must have been a need for these sorts of services identified in Anchorage and beyond, in Alaska in general. Can you talk about that need a little bit, kind of an overarching picture?
Yeah, and Alaska has a high population of, you know, veterans and first responders, and we have, as you know, quite a few rural, you know, communities. Veterans tend to isolate, you know, themselves after, you know, they come back home or get out of the military. And we found that the first responders that have been exposed, you know, to a trauma tend to do the same thing and not seek help. You know, so they'll live with the burden of you know, PTSD, and that bleeds out into, you know, the family and then into the community. And Alaska Natives, you know, are one of the highest in population that, you know, percentage-wise that serve in the military. And in our community as first responders, and
I guess it follows that per capita Alaska Natives have more experiences with PTSD as well. Is that correct?
Correct. You know, and they also you know, generational, you know, in a PTSD. You know, they are predisposed, you know, a lot of the times, and then
generation, you mean as far as like intergenerational historical trauma?
Yes. Okay. Yes. You know, so it's once you're exposed, you know, to any type of you know, PTSD, you know, it doesn't go away. You know, you learn, you know, how to deal with it, and that's what the program, you know, offers an avenue, you know, for those that has been exposed, you know, to trauma or to, you know, for PTSD. We teach them ways to cope. And we teach our grounding exercises so that when you are triggered, you have a means to get back, you know, to reality, in a per se, and not relive the trauma or the exposure.
It's 8:32, and if you're just joining us, it is Morning Line on KMBA. Our guest this morning is Neil Chandler. Neil is a program manager with the Soldier's Heart Program at South Central Foundation, supporting veterans and first responders, others in our community who may be experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder. I think it's interesting the statement that you know, a goal is to be able to teach, you know, to generate those coping mechanisms, to teach ways of coping, and you said grounding exercises, which sounds very powerful. So maybe, Neil, we can talk about the sort of the nuts and bolts of the program. If I'm going to come in to South Central and Soldier's Heart, what am I going to expect if I'm looking for a hand?
Well, it's, you know, a group-based, you know, program, and we do a large group and small group exercises, and some of the topics that we cover is survivor guilt and shame, the impact on our loved ones, trauma triggers, you know, things that put us back in those spots that where we were exposed into that, you know, harm or that, you know, trauma, how to properly, you know, grieve a loss and any type of loss, you know, and then finding a meaning in forgiveness. We, as, you know, veterans and first responders, you know, our goal is to serve. And we do that selflessly and to the detrimental of ourselves. We don't take care of ourselves. You know, we rather take care of, you know, someone else. And that we internalize a lot of things. And so we try to get that out. Through building a trust and with a group of individuals that share a common background and a common goal. No one wants, you know, to live with PTSD.
Right. So I guess I would ask sort of something twofold is, in talking about the coping mechanisms, is how important is that component of cognitive restructuring And then maybe also talk about the importance of support and support networks.
Okay. It's important because it changes, you know, the way you think about yourself and those around you. You know, as an example, and for myself, you know, I about a year ago, I, you know, had suicidal ideations. You know, not knowing where to turn to, you know, for help, and I was on a lot of, you know, medication, and I thought I was at the end of my rope. You know, and luckily there was, you know, folks around me that cared about me and my well-being, and referred me to the program, and I actually participated in the program, and really changed, you know, my life. You know, I was able to speak about my hurt, tell my story, to help others. You know, it truly turned me around. And I have, you know, we do a group every Wednesday at, in Anchorage on Lark Street, and then every Friday at Valley Primary Care Center for veterans and first responders. So it's like an aftercare program, and pretty much we don't leave anybody behind. We generally care about each other and look out, you know, for each other so that we can continue, you know, healing. Because it's not a one-time and done process, you know. We try to keep everyone engaged and look in for tomorrow.
You know, and in terms of support, it's really hard to overstress the power and the significance of sharing stories.
Yeah.
So I guess as we get close to wrapping up here, first of all, for folks who want to find out more information for themselves or to get information for a loved one, do some referrals, who should they contact? What's the process of getting involved with Soldier's Heart?
Well, they could do so either via a phone call, you know, to our office, and our office number is 729-6671, or they can simply go on the SCF, you know, website, SouthCentralFoundation.com, and under the services in the menu, there is a Soldier's Heart menu there, you know, an icon that they can, you know, click on, and it tells them all about the program, how to apply. There's an application on there, and there's a contact information, you know, for, you know, myself and our program and a coordinator.
Yeah, it's certainly a bright ray that to know that there is support and there is caring right here in our community. Anything you want to add?
Yes, quick, you know, we have an event that's scheduled for the 5th through the 11th of January, and it's the program, the event that we use, you know, to get that trust built and to get individuals involved. And we do, it's being held at our Lark Street in location here in Anchorage, and it's provided to any, you know, veteran or first responder at no cost, you know, to them. And we have, it's a twofold program. It's a circle-based or group-based activity, you know, for the first 3 days, and then we do grounding activities to get the individuals ready to go back home, you know, to their loved ones.
And that's January 5th through the 11th?
Yes, sir.
And do folks need to pre-register?
Yes, they can go on the South Central website and fill out the application, and it'll automatically, you know, there's information on how to get it, you know, to us.
Okay, fabulous. The phone number one more time, too.
The phone number is 729-6671.
Okay, tremendous. Neil Chandler is the Soldier's Heart Program Manager for South Central Foundation. And Neil, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us on Morning Line today.
Thanks, Danny.
You're very welcome. 8:39, still to come, music from New Riders of the Purple Sage, Brandy Carlisle, and more.
When using Native American elements or themes in storytelling, there can be a fine line between telling a good, scary story and trampling on sensitive Native traditions. On the next Native America Calling, we'll talk with Native horror creators and fans about what it takes to make Native horror work and when it goes too far.
News programming on KMBA sponsored by Siri, the proud owner and operator of Fire Island Wind, powering approximately 6,500 Anchorage homes with affordable, clean, and carbon-free energy. Learn more at fireislandwind.com.